And we're on.
Hello, and welcome to the Dave and Han Show. This is your host, Han, with your other host, Dave. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm in the driver's seat today, yes, so that's why there's going to be a lot of awkward pauses. And because Dave has the thing turned away, I can't even see myself. Like, I'm just making excuses. I don't have any
exactly.
real excuses. Well, anyway, so episode 5, yeah, this will be a fun one, I think.
I just want to say yes. I decided Han maybe should take the driver's seat on this one. There have been many complaints and feedback. I'm a bully and all this and all that.
I never said
but
he was
now,
a bully.
But now our good friend Han is going to lead the show.
I consider him more of the Goliath. Okay, so let's get right into the segments, yeah? Is there any pre-bibble babble?
Yes. I believe in the email you sent me, you said something about website introductions and all this before we got into the segments.
That's right. So we do have a website URL. It's thedaveandhanshow.com. Okay. Where my name, Han, we should clarify this right.
Okay. I gave Han a hand signal because what we're trying to reduce in this podcast is talking at the same time. Okay. So I interrupt him now just to say that we should do this when one of us wants to make an important point so we don't over talk the other person.
I thought you wanted 5 of something.
I would like a Kit Kat, 5 of them.
They don't come that way. That would be a great, the 5-section Kit Kat.
What do you mean? The Kit Kat comes in 5 pieces.
No, it comes in 4.
I know, I made that up. It could be 5, though. That's but I meant 5 Kit Kats anyways. 5 separate Kit Kat bars.
That could be for the dessert, a dessert for a very, what do you call it? Not thrifty family.
A family of 5, you mean?
Well, for 4, but a family of 5 who have been like, they're thrifty and, you know, they don't know where to turn.
Okay.
Okay. So let's be done with the bubble babble, and I guess we'll start with Fakey 5. I've been looking forward to this week's because it's been a while since we've recorded a lot of schedule difficulties and trying to figure out the new format of the show. Not that we've actually done a whole lot of work, and I doubt that this will be that much more superior than our other episodes, but we're going to try. And
let me just throw in there that right before you did that, we were talking about, I was reminding you of the introductions and the website.
Yeah, did I not say it?
No. You
I'm
just went
sure
right to the sec. No,
the
you didn't give a website.
DavidHanshow.com.
No, I don't think you did.
Well, I think
we'll
you'll
find out eventually.
Well, everyone will be able to see that either you weren't listening or that I.
But I mean, since I brought up that you forgot about the introductions and the website, you're saying after that point you did something for that.
I mentioned it. Yeah, I did.
Okay, maybe
how are we already not even aware of...
Good, no. It's possible you may have just said davidhanshow.com just like while I was talking or whatever.
Yeah.
But what about the introductions, which I don't want to do, but like...
Oh, I guess we could do. I'm Han Hong and...
Hold on, I'm just going to say one thing. I've ruined...
I'm your Asian host with the most.
And I'm David Noble, the white host with the least. I've taken over the show already. I've ruined you.
Know.
No. I apologize. Han, please continue.
I think people expect that, and I expected it. And
no, but we were going to try something different this podcast. So I'm sorry, audience. Should we start over again? No, we're not.
Okay.
But my good friend Han, please continue.
Fakey 5. Like I said, I've been looking forward to this one because I actually had the idea for it. Like, actually, I guess I had it on Thanksgiving. Which wasn't that long ago. Which was only 4 days, 5 days ago. Canadian Thanksgiving. As Canadians have their Thanksgiving in...
A month.
October,
around a month before.
About a month before. Because we have...
Before the U.S.
We have our harvest generally earlier because of the...
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
That's why we can't grow. What about pilgrims certain... and boats and...
Yeah, well, what about them?
Horns of plenty?
You know, Thanksgiving is just this meal that they have at harvest time.
Wait, so harvesting a bit north happens a month before, I guess. Is that right?
I think it's just like the average is about a month before so, in the States.
Thanksgiving is all about the averages.
Give thanks for...
mathematical average.
Summing up
means, medians.
All the... okay, so my... Let's start with mine, I guess. My Figgy Five are... These are McDonald's slogans, which admittedly you may have some expertise in, but these are German McDonald's slogans from over the years.
Hold on. German.
Yeah, but I'm going to translate them. I'm going to give you the English Wikipedia translation.
Wow, this is like a double five. This is like fakey 10.
I know, it's really difficult. If you want, I can read
Worry. As I said earlier, my fakey five is going to be very difficult. So
I can read the German if you want, but my German's not that great.
No, don't. Because
okay,
it won't help. I don't think it'll help me. Unless... No, it won't help me.
Okay. Well, I have them both written down in case you wanted it. Okay, so these are...
I just accidentally touched my mic.
German McDonald's
because
slogans.
Because I wanted to scratch my face.
Stop touching it. The mic.
Oh.
These are German McDonald's slogans.
Yes.
So right now in Canada, the slogan is... what is
Who wants fries?
We love to make you smile? No. Was that
yeah,
the previous
in the 80s.
One?
I don't know. I'm...
Right now it's...
How do you know? You don't
McDonald's.
Even have cable.
What is it? Oh, now it's bothering
me. I don't know.
Me.
Like...
It's going to bother me this whole show. Ruined. Okay. So these are German McDonald's slogans. Number one.
I think it's, come on in, Chubbs, we got the goods.
Okay, first one is, the somewhat different restaurant. Okay, number two, eating with fun.
Eating with pun or fun?
Fun. Eating okay. with fun. Now remember, these are Wikipedia translations. I didn't go through Google Translate or anything. Number three, we all have our moments. Number four, it's good that McDonald's exists. I'm so sorry, audience, because I can't read these without laughing.
I'm quiet because this is hard. Like, to our longtime listeners, can I call them that?
Sure.
I often, right away, will dismiss one or two of them, and I've been right every single time, but I have nothing to dismiss so far in this fakey five. Go on.
Number five. The place where you like to be because you eat well.
Okay. I'm just missing that one right away.
That is definitely the longest one.
Yes. Okay.
So please
repeat
First four. Number one, the somewhat different restaurant. Number two, eating with fun. Number three, we all have our moments. And number four, it's good that McDonald's exists.
I'm going to say, number one, a somewhat different restaurant.
The somewhat different restaurant. That is actually their first slogan they had in Germany.
Oh,
back in the 1960s
wow.
or whatever it was.
Wow.
The one I made up was, we all have our moments. Which was slightly based
on... That was very convincing. That would have been my either last or second last one.
It is very close to one that they have.
Oh, see, again. Okay,
there
you go.
Life has its good moments.
Okay. You know, okay, fine. That's twice.
But I changed...
I believe I've...
Is that cheating?
I've correctly answered all of them except for the ones where you have adapted an existing one. Now,
okay,
on mine, which we're going to get to in a few seconds.
Okay.
Mine is totally made up.
Okay, let's just... All right.
Okay, let's go to mine.
I'll give you partial credit.
Congratulations, Han.
C plus.
For stumping me twice in a row.
C plus.
Here we go. My fakie five are... These are the... I don't know if it's the world's longest, but these are very long movie titles.
Very long movie titles. And one is fake?
Yes. Four of these are real movies released in theaters or DVD or VHS. One of them I made up. Are you ready?
That is very open. Is that one of them? Are you ready?
No. Oh. Okay. Again, congratulations on stumping me again.
I feel kind of bad about it because it was kind of...
was very well conceived, although again...
But it is a fun category, you have to admit, because all those are really funny slogans.
It was... Obviously, if you did English phrases, I'd probably have an easier time with it.
Well, the English ones we all know.
It was a good little twist.
The English ones we would know because it's all like...
I just said that. Yeah. It's a good twist.
Yeah,
because,
okay.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I commend you on that.
See, I've been, yeah, I knew you'd like it.
Okay, so here we go. Long movie names. Number one, Homework. Did you mute that?
Yes.
Homework. No, that wasn't part of the title, the mute part. Homework.
How many homeworks are there?
Or How Pornography Saved the Split Family from Boredom and Improved Their Financial Situation. Running and thinking, I'm screwed.
You're right. You should just call it Homework.
So, okay, number one, repeat it again. Homework,
homework and porn.
Or How Pornography Saved the Split Family from Boredom and Improved Their Financial Situation.
Split family?
Yes.
Okay.
Save the Split Family, yes. Number two.
This is going to be the longest segment ever, right?
The Lemon Grove Kids meets the Green Grasshopper and the Vampire Lady from Outer Space.
Woo! That's a mouthful.
Number three. 14 Cities, : How the World Changed from Being a Collection of Societies to a Society of Collectors.
A Society of Sicilians?
Number four. The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies. And there's two exclamation marks and one question mark, which I don't quite get. And number five is, what are those strange drops of blood doing on Jennifer's body?
Oh.
Wow, I feel like I just gave like a monologue. Okay, number one, I'll repeat them again. Homework, or How Pornography Saved the Split Family from Boredom and Improved Their Financial Situation. Number two, the Lemon Grove Kids meet the Green Grasshopper and the Vampire Lady from Outer Space. Number three, 14 Cities, How the World Changed from Being a Collection of Societies to a Society of Collectors. Number four, the Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies. And number five, what are those strange drops of blood doing on Jennifer's body?
This is a toughie. This is a good one.
I pre-warned you.
And they're all very plausible that you could have made them up. And me trying to read the one that's yours based on your read of it did not prove fruitful. Although I thought it might have been the zombie one. What was two and three again?
Number two is the Lemon Grove Kids meet the Green Grasshopper and the Vampire Lady from Outer Space.
That's the fake.
That's the fake?
Yeah.
You're going with that one as a fake. That's your official pick?
Oh, my God. I'm wrong. But just say it.
Yeah, you're wrong. I totally made up. It wasn't based on anything. I made up, out of the blue.
The first one?
No. 14 Cities. How the World Changed from Being Collection Societies. That was your second one. You were about to say that?
No, that was my original first.
Really?
Yeah. But then I kind of changed my mind.
You totally changed your mind because you said something else.
Well, the thing is, like, 14 Cities turned... That didn't make any sense to me. It sounded like a documentary
title. I'm so proud of that one. Out of the blue. I just came with the weirdest title.
That is... Yeah. I should have...
Well, that's a good...
Well done.
This was a good round.
You zigged, and I thought you
zagged. Did you like mine? Was it a good category?
That was a good one. That was a strange one, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I apologize so much for last week when I... The last 2 weeks, one was like serial killers or flashers, convicted flashers. And then, whatever. I had two bad weeks in a row. I'm so sorry. But this, I think, makes up for it. And we're looking for some exciting
stuff. We should have a movie night with those.
In the future. You're right. Although the Lemon Grove Kids, maybe not. Anyways, there we go. Great segment. Back to you, Han.
Segment. All right. Let's go for another favorite. Now, David, you want to tell me, would you rather go without showering or bathing or any type of external washing for a year upon your person? Or would you rather go without brushing or flossing or any kind of dental work on your teeth for a year?
So they're separate, right? The
one's like external washing and one's mouth kind of washing, any type of... So you can't even like... Take some water and rinse your mouth.
Can I drink water?
You can drink water. But you can't gargle it.
So I can drink water, but
you can't have Listerine, you can't have floss, you can't have toothpaste.
But can I drink water and maybe like move my tongue while I'm drinking?
Yeah.
Is someone going to be watching me? Or?
But you can't brush your teeth with your fingers, say, or something like that.
Okay. So.
And the other one's like you can't wash externally.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay. Normally we just quickly answer and then we find out all the things. So this is my thought process, okay? First of all, I'm not a big fan of showering in the first place. Let's get that out in the open. But a year is a bit outrageous. Like a week, maybe on a, you know, I've probably done that once or twice. Okay, all the time. No, I'm joking. But a year is just crazy. So here's the thing, though. Are we allowed to tell anyone, like, why this is happening?
Like, you're worried about loved ones and friends.
No, not loved ones.
Judging you.
No, like, I don't want to get fired.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you can tell your work. We don't want this to, like, interfere with your...
I see. So it's interesting. Even though you can tell people, it's still, like, quite the challenge, eh? So here's what I'm thinking. The brushing the teeth one can lead to, like, physical tooth decay and gum disease.
Yeah, but not washing can lead to skin problems, acne sores. And
yeah, but I think, like, the oral one is permanent damage, while the other one... A good shower can fix everything, I'm thinking.
You know what? This is very funny because this ties into my skeptical topic, but keep going. But yeah, you're right. Those are.
But
that's an interesting
Here's the advantage of the oral one. You can basically close your mouth and there'll be no evidence of it.
Yeah.
Breathe through your nose.
You'll be totally normal human.
Yeah.
And realistically, you know, what you could do is you could cheat by eating like... an apple or something, and that kind of like brushes your teeth.
Or a mint? Can you eat mints?
Or mint? Oh, that's a good question. I guess you can have mints, but I don't know about gum because some gums are really good at washing your mouth out.
I would have to go with the mouth one because there's just so many complications with the full body one.
So you're saying you?
I would rather not brush my teeth or do oral care for a year.
Okay. Very interesting.
What was the correct answer?
No, I don't know what I would do. That's a very tricky one me as well. I would probably go without brushing my teeth because I just don't like the feeling of like not showering after like 3 days.
I don't mind that at
all. Although, having said that, I might get used to it and it'd be like awesome. I'd be like this homeless guy, but also, well, I don't know.
Maybe I don't mind it one bit. Showering is overrated. You don't have to shower every day unless you have some sort of physical stinky problem.
No, but you get sticky.
True, like depending on other conditions. But you don't need to shower every single day. To me, it's a waste of water.
Okay, you don't have to push
it. It depends on body chemistry and temperature and when season.
Yeah, it's not every 24 hours, whatever.
But everyone does, generally.
Usually.
Not me. I go every 2 days, basically.
Yeah, I don't mind going 2 days either.
You want a challenge?
It's just like the Seinfeld masturbation contest.
No, it's nothing like that because we're just... Oh, jeez.
I think it's very much like...
Han?
Yes?
Would you rather stick a pin 5 millimeters into one of your pupils?
Oh, my...
Or eat 1 pound of a family member's poo? Not you. It has to be someone else.
Why you're so awful?
I know. Well, what do you mean? Not showering for a year? That's pleasant?
I could do that on a dare, but okay. Yours is like...
Okay.
Who's the family member?
You get to pick.
My immediate family?
Yeah. No, extended family. The point is just not a stranger's poo, kind of.
How much? 100 pounds?
No. No. 1 pound.
Oh, 1 pound. Yeah. Okay. Can I cook it? Can I put it in like a stew or a curry?
No.
Oh my god. Can I put spices on it?
No. Straight
can
poo.
Can I tell them what to eat beforehand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Up to 24 hours.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
You want to poo?
Yeah, because are you kidding me? The eyeball thing, I'll probably blind myself and it'll be super painful. And I'll be scarred visually. But the food thing, I can live. It's just...
Well, can you...
Someone's partially digested junk.
Can you eat... Like, what's the... You probably know this better than me. Can you eat someone's poo? Like, you know the whole poo-eating sex community?
I don't know it, but I assume, you know...
Bacteria?
You could do it. You know, if you can suppress your gag reflex, you could do it and...
But there's no... What's the health consequence?
Yeah, I don't think there are. No,
he's put a lot of thought into this apparently before now.
I thought of it just
Hold
now.
On, I have a new question. Have you ever eaten a pound of anyone's poo?
No, hopefully. I would like to think that I have not.
Yeah, mine are very. I'm going to come up with one more pleasant next week.
Yours?
Here's a challenge. Here's an idea. Not next week. Next podcast, let's do fun one, like more happy ones.
Yeah.
Like, would you rather win $1 million or $1 billion?
Yeah, something like that.
Not that. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. Well, even mine wasn't that bad. Like, without showering or without brushing your teeth.
There's going to be infections either way.
It will be, yeah, unpleasant experience. Mine's more unpleasant. Yours is just like, what?
Mine's just mean.
Yeah, that's cruel and unusual. You know what? I think it's about time for someone to hate. Dave, do you have anything that you really hate?
Oh, let me tell you what I hate. Take Back the Night.
Take Back the Night. What is that? Is that like Mac the Knife?
Take Back the Night.
Okay.
Not Take Back the Knife.
Okay.
Did you know what Take Back the Night is?
No.
It's like this march that people, mostly women, do occasionally, once a year, I guess.
And they dress up very sexily.
No, that's something else. That's that slut march. This is, I guess, somehow related. But, I mean, like, it's just they – I saw this, I think, 2 years ago. They do this whole, like, march and this whole – someone's on stage and there's a crowd. Everyone's cheering to take back the night from the rapists and the assaultists.
What?
From men who all night just kind of track women down, rape them, assault them, molest them. And they're like, no.
Is this in the first world cities?
We want our night back. We want to take it back from you, you bad rapists.
So they line up the rapists at one end?
No. First of all, this is in like Toronto, so I assume in major cities.
Okay.
Now, why I hate this is because...
Well, they're just raising awareness that some women don't like rape.
But, no.
Most women.
We don't all have women. To... We have to assume that all women don't like rape.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I don't think that a rapist would go, ooh, look at them. They don't like that. I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't think
no,
it has...
No, they're not. But they're raising awareness, and no, they want to... if they get a lot of support, then... You know, it applies a little bit of shame and pressure on rapists, who I'm sure are already aware.
It
but...
stops any rapes or any assaults. I could be totally wrong.
But it raises awareness and it raises...
No, it just... Here's the problem.
Garner support.
It assumes that men, all men are rapists and assaultists. Assaulters. What's the word? Assaultateers?
Assaultateers. Oh, that's a great candy. I love those soldier tears.
And they have cherry now.
Yeah. Oh, that really?
That was the worst word to use in this contest. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're accomplishing anything other than having like a fun little march. But it's a late at night, so it could wake up people too.
So what's your primary concern? That it's ineffective?
Yes. And I think the solution, not the solution, another strategy is to really punish... Although it's even helpful. Like, I guess people who rape are mentally disordered. Is that right? Like, they have problems that I don't think a march or a penalty. I was about to say there should be very, very strict penalties on rape and assault for anyone ever.
Definitely. I agree.
Just similar to the march, I don't even think someone's not going to go, well, 10 years is not worth it. 5 years I didn't mind in prison, but 10 years, I'm not raping anymore. I think someone who's raping is kind of like genetically problematic.
Right. They're not thinking about the consequences. They're consumed by some desire or something else that's
yeah,
like
that a march
mentally,
or a...
They can't make that decision that whether something's worth it. They just have... Yeah.
Yeah, so my point is that it just...
But that's,
the combination of it being ineffective and, like, just the I don't know how to describe it, like, the message that, you know, men are just one rape away from raping, that makes no sense. But, like, you know, all men are kind of, like, they're kind of saying all men are, like, one decision away from raping.
Well, I can understand that.
You've raped, right?
There's a real danger that sometimes men are too aggressive when it comes to their intimate interaction with women.
Are you speaking from your mouth?
Yeah, I'm speaking from my mouth. Yeah, but not from personal experience. Okay. I'm just trying to get into that headspace.
Okay, that's my time to hate.
Okay, I get it. I don't have a time to hate this week because I couldn't think of something to hate that I wanted to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of things I dislike in this world, don't get me wrong. There are many things that rub me the wrong way, if you will. But
I'd say you're... I know some other people like Warren, for example. Like, he hates so much.
He hates
but you're
a lot
kind of,
things.
Like a happy-go fella, right? Happy-go-lucky?
I always think... I try to think, look at things from both people's perspective.
Human and plant.
Yep. And...
No, you're... But you of most or all people I know, you are one of the less hatey.
Less hatey, but I do like to complain.
Yeah. Hello. You love the complaining.
I try to keep an open mind. I try to be understanding. I try to empathize with what other people are going through because, you know, we don't start out as jerks. We've made decisions that have led us down that path.
I just wish you would rape less. That's all I...
Okay, but I do want to make a correction from last week, which was that I said...
New segment, corrections.
Well, this is just a time to hate correction, so it's technically part of a time to hate, which was that last week I said I hated non-moderated public forums. What I really meant was, well, I guess an addendum maybe not, instead of correction, but what I meant was...
A time to addend.
It's not so much moderation, not having forums moderated online. It's that I think all forums should have a vote system and that you should have the ability to see the top comments like YouTube has now.
Is my mic on? Yes. Okay, go on.
You know, like YouTube, like some of those comments are if you wanted to depress yourself about the human condition, just read like a stack of YouTube comments.
Yes, YouTube comments.
I guess it's like a lot of children on there, which are just like they love being trolled. Like,
yeah, because every second comment is "you're a fag," right?
Yeah, it's like
I don't. Where do they all come from?
I don't know.
Is it a meme now? It's a meme, right?
Like little kids copying, pasting.
No,
and they're laughing to themselves like at home. It's
but it's a meme now. Like everyone just says "you're a fag," or that's how. That's the joke, I guess. Like, it started with the kids, but now I think it's expanded into that's what's expected.
Yeah, this is a time to hate that from last week that I could easily take into this time to hate. But really, I just want to say that all forums should be moderated by the users. They should be able to vote, and the relevant and interesting and thoughtful comments rise to the top, and the other ones are pushed to the bottom.
Now, for YouTube, isn't that kind of the new thing now where the top...
YouTube is the new one. I mean, YouTube just recently, I guess in the last year or so, they've implemented this kind of strategy where top comments are shown at the top. And then all the rest are there with, like, how many people like it or give it a thumbs up or whatever.
And I just want to point out that 10% of the time, you are a fag is right.
Well, even so. Yeah, but, you know, it's that age-old thing where internet plus anonymity makes people act like jerks. It's so crazy. It's really, like, it's really saddening to think.
Don't cry.
I kind of cry a little.
Don't weep.
That the internet reveals this...
Okay, weep.
...human truth. Inner human
truth. We should have a real cry on this. Can you cry?
I could at some point.
Should we do, like, some sort of pain challenge?
What?
Where someone has to, like, someone is stepping on someone's toes harder and harder until they cry?
I will outlast you for sure. Well, actually,
oh,
no.
Oh, you're throwing down the pain gauntlet.
Actually, I don't know that I would outlast you.
Yeah, because I have no emotion.
Yeah, you're like super stone face, Mr. I don't feel it kind of thing. And
my foot right now is on fire, but I have been holding it off for 5 minutes.
Should we both set our feet on fire and just see who?
Yeah. Okay, look for that next week. Next
Maybe.
Podcast. Next episode? Next time.
You know what? I think it's time for a little nerd alert.
Pardon me?
Nerd alert. So, recently, Apple has just released, at least here for us, on Rogers or whatever. I think it's North America. OS
yeah,
5.
Yeah, hold on. It is worldwide, basically.
Yeah, I thought it was worldwide. But Rogers just sent me a message saying, hey, get ready for OS 5.
I have to advance my personality by saying, You said, I think it's North America, and now you're sure it's worldwide, so...
No, you're the one who said that.
How do we rewind? By the way, we're at 32 minutes.
What? Only half an hour?
Only half hour.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Ryan will be very pleased to know that we're almost done.
Ryan, love ya! Just joking. So your feedback is total shit. Okay,
yeah,
so...
I went through the pain of... installing OS 5 or upgrading my iPhone. I have the iPhone 4.
So you have an iPhone.
I have an iPhone 4, yes.
Do you like the iPhone?
I do. It's funny because before I got the iPhone, I really desired a smart device that would, you know, have internet and phone and music and pictures, take photos. And now I have it. And it's like, I don't even, that whole aspect of my life before that, you know, because I used to have like a Palm and I had like a digital camera. I would carry around a bunch of stuff, and like sometimes I would forget the digital camera because it's too clunky to carry around with me.
I have two Palms, actually.
And now it's all in one device and reasonable everything. No, I love it. I mean,
whatever,
it's now
Apple
it's like a
fanboy.
Yeah. So anyway, so they released OS 5, which was their, I guess, big software
iOS
upgrade.
5?
iOS 5, yes. Sorry, there is an I in front of the OS. It's iOS, which is a funny word to say. But, yeah, so far I'm liking it. It took me, like, I don't know, like the whole day to upgrade it because it has to rebuild the whole phone and download the
update.
Let
me just say one thing. Is this really your nerd alert?
It is my nerd alert. Why?
Okay, go on. So you upgraded to iOS 5.
I upgraded to iOS 5. No, I was going to talk about, like, some of the new features. So I guess...
Is anyone... still awake listening right now.
Okay,
if you're awake, put
quicker.
Up your hand. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're
six,
welcome
seven,
to
ten,
add. Okay.
16.
One part I really
including
like
Jenny
is
from
their
Ohio.
New, the notification center. Like, it's a list of all notifications. It's like my news. It's like an RSS feed of everything that's happened.
Or
that
just
I should be interested in
an ordered list of your notifications.
Yes, in order to list my notifications.
RSS yes. feed is a strong description that not... By the way, we're both legally developers of iOS apps.
Legally.
And I actually have been...
Are you going to pimp your apps?
No.
Okay.
That's not what this is about.
Pimp your apps?
This is about hating fakies and whatnot. I've had basically iOS 5... since May, so Han's really late to the upgrade train.
Well, like the rest of the world?
Oh, yes, the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Han, by the way, could have got it in
Speaking
May.
Speaking of nerds, jeez.
You're right. What did I? We're going to cut that out totally. I'm just bragging like, look at me! Nerd with the early betas! Whee! Numbers! Binary! Does not compute!
Okay,
go on.
Well, I was going to also add, like...
We're going to cut that out. Han's going to be doing post-editing, by the way, and that's done. So you are not going to be hearing this sentence.
Wrong. We're going to hear everything. So they also... I don't
Does
know what's the
compute.
Big deal about their iMessage.
Error. Data byte error. Like, formatting.
Is that really better? I don't understand this iMessage thing.
Sigbert. Sorry, go on.
So now we don't SMS between iPhones, we use iMessage?
Yes. That way you don't have to use texts.
Yeah, but now all our messages, where are they stored? In the iCloud?
But hold on, where were they stored before?
I don't know.
Are you complaining or just wondering?
Wondering.
Well, first
it
of all...
It seems like a weird thing that, like...
Are they even... First
I
of
didn't
all,
even change anything on my phone, and now all of a sudden, all my messages are blue. And,
whoa, pardon me?
Yeah. It's a new keyboard.
Worst joke ever.
They're all... yeah, it's weird that to think that... Before, it was all... For me, my carrier is Rogers in Canada. But now, somehow, Apple is holding on to all the messages, I guess?
Well, I assume before, Rogers was holding on to the messages.
Yeah.
Now it's Apple. So that's bothering you, or...?
No, it's just...
What message are you sending that you're so concerned about?
I'm not.
Do you have, like,
it's just interesting
warts?
That, like, this little switch has happened.
Do you have warts? Do you have genital warts? Just tell me right now, honestly, if you have genital warts.
Not with an S. They also have Newsstand. I haven't tried that yet, actually, so I haven't really much to say
about it. Newsstand?
Have you tried Newsstand?
Yeah.
Is it good?
No.
No, right?
Should I tell you why?
Yes, please.
Can I can get in on your nerd
get
alert,
get on your
right?
rant.
No,
get
not
your
my
nerd,
rant.
Nerd, on, nerd alert on right now.
No, my good friend Bob.
Yep.
He asked me today about, he was wondering, like, is there a difference between iPads Newsstand and iPhones Newsstand? Newsstand.
Stop saying
in terms of availability. So he told me to see if three magazines like GQ, New Yorker,
Playboy,
no,
Penthouse,
some other one were available, and two of the three were Details magazine. So two of them were available, one was coming soon, but the problem was that there's no section when you do a search by title. There's no section in iTunes search results or category that says Newsstand. These ones were appearing as iPad apps. So, for example, GQ is just an iPad app. So you don't really know if that's part of Newsstand or just an app, right? So it's confusing to find things that way. And then they all say free. You get like, ooh, excited. Like, ooh, GQ free on my iPad. Woo! But then when you download it, it's just a list of issues you could buy for $5 each. But I don't mind that much because, it's magazines. You don't just get everything free. But just this finding them.
$5 each?
Yeah, it's $6 normally in Canada for that. Anyways, the point is, I just made up that number, by the way. I totally made up that number. It's probably not. I don't know. But I have the problem with this. There's no category in iTunes for Newsstand. So you never know if what you're getting is part of Newsstand or a totally separate app. That's something you should know. And I assume Apple will work on this. I'm sorry to take over the podcast.
No.
Please continue.
That was good because I wanted your input on that. It's funny. I mean...
Can you stop scrolling for 1 second?
Stop looking at my screen.
Stop raping me.
Us. Reminders. I've not yet tried this. I just got, I just updated today.
I have.
I don't know. Are reminders, like, how is that tied to calendars? Like,
I don't know. You can just set a reminder and it reminds you.
It just comes up with a little message?
Yeah, it's kind of like calendar, eh? You can set, I think there's something similar in calendar where you
calendar
just
has events and then you set alarms. And it'll just say,
but reminders actually is more of like a to-do list.
Okay. So you can check things off. Can you?
Yes, you can. And then you can switch between like remaining to do and all or whatever.
I'll have to get into that.
It's total janky shit.
Well, I you know.
No, it's good.
If I can organize my life more, then I'm up for it.
But you're right. It is a weird like merge or mixture of calendar and to-do list.
Yeah.
So like whatever you're doing can either be done in the to-do list or in a calendar. So it's weird to have this extra mergey thing. Although it's, a free app that's there, so nothing to complain about. No one has to hate this.
Yeah. I just have to get used to it because
I've used it. Actually, let me see what let's see if I have anything right now in it.
Okay, well, while you fiddle with that, I'll just say that I use calendar a lot as a to-do list.
Fiddling.
Sorry, and what? Then I get alert and I'll know, okay, on Thursday I have these things to do.
Here, Kill Han, for example, was, I made that up. So we will soon retire, Nerd Alert.
Do your Nerd Alert.
Yeah, I'm going to check that 1 second. Hold
on.
Nerd. Sing for a moment. Nerd Alert, here we go. My Nerd Alert, 3D TV.
What about it?
What's the status? What's the state of 3D TV?
Okay, what is it?
I don't know.
What? You didn't research it?
No, I'm asking you. All I know is that, 2 years ago it started, right? Or a year ago?
You're talking about goggle-less 3D TV?
What? No, any 3D TV. First it was goggled, right, with the glasses. I mean,
Well, they came out with that TV where there were, nine sweet spots.
Yes,
and
thanks
if you sat
to
there,
our podcast we listened to. Was that a fact or fiction? Science or fiction? Yes,
science
it was.
Science or fiction, and it was true.
But, in 10 years, do you think TV is going to be 3D or not? I don't think they will. I don't think it's... I don't think 3D is gonna be what it plans to be.
You don't think it's the next? It's the next HD.
I would assume that hologram, like, and actually, you know what? Even holograms, like 100 years in the future, do you think, like, media we watch is gonna be holographic or just 2D?
I think it could be holographic. Why not?
Yeah, me too.
Why not go for that dimension?
Is there a difference between holographic and 3D TV? Or is it like a thin line of difference?
I think it's really
like, I wonder what the definition
the
of holographic is. Something that's
just
hollow
imagine
inside?
Something like R2-D2, you know, when he showed Princess Leia
yeah,
bending over?
Yeah, that's everyone's classic. But basically, it's just, I guess it's a it's
color.
A projected 3D. How's that? Can you
projected 3D?
That? Isn't that what... He was projecting 3D, wasn't...
Yeah, I guess. Well,
I wonder if that's what TV is going to be. The point of all this, of writing 3D TV for Nerd Alert, is I don't think it's kind of caught on. I don't think it's... even. Okay, first there was glasses, then there's sweet spots, and now, as we learned, there's some sort of, like, dynamic sweet spot wherever you move. Like, you know what I mean?
It tracks you. Yeah.
But I don't think that's what... It's going to catch... I think that's going to kind of fade out, and we're going to... Am I wrong?
No, I don't know. But it seems like that seems... I don't know.
Like, in the future, when you want to see a movie, I guess it's... I'm just projecting now in my head. Virtual reality, where, like, you're in the movie, right? It's not just... You're not looking at a thing that's 3D. It's literally all around. You turn your head, and there's... Like, it's immersive 3D.
You could be, like, staring at extras the whole time while the action's happening somewhere else.
To me, that's the future of movies. Like, 50... No, 20... No, like, whatever. 10 to...
Where you walk in on the set and the movie's happening around you.
Now, I don't think you're necessarily walking, but you're just sitting down and it's all happening all around you. That's...
I don't know. That seems to, like... with movies, you want to be able to take the viewer's entire... field of vision, but you also want to direct them to, like, the action and, like, give them cues of, like, where to look and stuff. But if it's, like,
I think I'm going to turn around and look backwards and look
at this guy way back here.
I think your suggestion is based on old movie technology.
Well, maybe movies of the future will have their own little...
I just don't like... So,
and there'll be, like, little Easter eggs, and you're like, oh, if I look over here, the... Director's initials are carved into the stone.
So I don't even know what my Nerd Alert was. 3D TV. Like, I guess my point is 3D TV, like a lot of new technologies, like, you know, what's the iPod called? iPod? Like, you got your iPod. You got your video game. Just various technologies. Video games, right?
I thought
like,
you were going to talk about Retina Vision or whatever it's called.
No, consoles.
Retina display.
No, I just meant like various new technologies like caught on, were very popular, and expanded over time. But 3D TV, to me, is kind of a failure. That's my point. Like, it's not catching on. Like, do you know anyone 3D TV?
Well, the problem with 3D TV is that you also need TV shows and movies to also adopt it. Which,
right. And that's happening very slowly. Like, TV's
super slow, but...
Yeah.
So, it's the same with, like, IMAX. Like, people were very slow to take that because they had to carry around this huge film projectors of this huge film.
I didn't know you were an IMAX expert.
Well, I'm just saying...
I don't know.
But now it's like everything's digital. They can do IMAX digital. And
okay, this is a new segment called Let's Predict. I just think that 3D TV is kind of going to fizzle and fail until something better technology is going to come out to be the real next thing for TV.
Well, 3D TV is going to be dead until the porn industry picks it up. So,
to the what? The
porn industry picks it up. Porn? 3D porn? Hello? 3D porn?
Well, let me just say one thing. If you were better looking... You could experience 3D porn basically every weekend.
I thought we weren't going to talk about personal lives. Okay, I guess that was Nerd Alert for both of us.
Nerd Alert.
Nerd Alert. Say, Dave, so if you were ruler of this fine country or city or county...
Which is it?
What would you decree in your society...
That you are not allowed to make any public decisions.
Can I make private ones?
We're done. No, we're not. Although we're at 49 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. I have nothing to say on that because you told me that I was going to do...
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, okay, so here's
but
my...
I still stand by you making no major decisions, but go on.
Well, define major. In my society, in Han's society, I would put much... I would enforce... No. Okay, sorry. In my society, I would think of the words beforehand. In my society, I would have stricter driving license standards. So right now, you know,
right now
when
you
you're 16 or whatever the driving age is, I guess it's like 19 or
it's you start at 16 in Ontario
and then you go up, but you have to go between the different graduated licenses because we have that system. But then once you graduated, as it were, you get your full G license, then you're set for life. And I think that's, there should be like randomized testing. And like any time that you could lose your license because it's like, okay, you're due to renew your license. Oh, you've been chosen to be tested.
Like
I'll see how good
duty.
You really are. Huh?
Jury duty.
Like, that's like jury duty, yeah. But then, and then if you like fail by a few points, then, you know, your insurance goes up or they, if it's a lot of points, then you just take away your license and say, you got to take some lessons.
What? How about this? You have to put a pin 5 millimeters into your eyeball.
Sure, let's do that. I just feel there's so many people who
have
getting...
to eat 1 pound of Han's family member's diarrhea.
Because everyone works, you know.
How did I make it diarrhea? It was just poo before. Diarrhea is kind of easy, right? You plug your nose, you drink it, and you're done.
A pound? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but diarrhea is heavy, thick. By volume, it's less. Anyways, I believe I've taken over your segment, and I apologize. Please continue.
Well, that's I've already covered the main point of my...
Well, I totally agree. Although I believe there currently is... Once you get old, then you... There are some sort of mandatory...
I don't know what happens once you get old.
I think like 65 or 60... There's some age where there's mandatory retesting.
Okay. But I'm just talking about like when you... Yeah, no, but there's no incentive and people could just slide with their... Let their driving ability slide and...
Is this for Asian only or for everybody?
We can double the rates for Asians, I guess. I think that about...
The rapes or rates? I didn't hear that.
Both. Okay, so now let's talk about skeptical topic blather.
Yes, let me just throw in that we totally failed in timing on this podcast,
episode. We did do quite a bit
before
blather.
52 minutes, and now we're about to start with the key, the full episode filling segment.
Yeah, this was supposed to be the half hour part, and now
I'm thinking we shouldn't even do it.
Really?
We shouldn't rush this one.
Okay, we should only do one of them.
No, I don't think we should do any one of them.
No, well, I put all that work into studying this.
Yeah, and we can do it. We can appreciate it fully the next time.
Well, how are we going to fill out the last 10 minutes?
We don't have to fill it out. We can end it very soon. We can, on the fly, have a finishing thing. That's
my
suggestion.
Goodness.
Although, let me just point out this point, that I am not taking over this podcast. I apologize for even suggesting any direction. Han, please continue.
Do you have any last-minute...
Han,
segment
do what
ideas?
You wanted to do. You wanted to do your skeptical bit, and
I know,
then I talked you out of it.
But now I'm like, you're right. There's no way that we can do this in 10 minutes.
You can't wow the cow in 7 minutes, 6 minutes.
Okay, well, any of this quiet time will... this is like 2 segments. I've had this for like last episode, and
my
if we
suggestion,
skip it, we'll skip it this episode.
Which you should... or can dismiss freely because you're the leader, is we're going to start the next episode with this long-awaited skeptical banter.
It's super boring.
No, not to skeptics.
Well, most skeptics I would assume already know about it. Okay, well... as you can see, me being in the driver's seat does not work that well because... First of all, I didn't keep tab of time, but you had the time on your side. I couldn't even see.
Well, as the leader, you could have suggested that I swivel the laptop 90 degrees.
Maybe we should do in the news. Well, let's do in the news.
Actually, from your position, 90, 100 degrees.
In the news.
I've not prepared anything on the news.
I know. I have, like, one thing.
Okay,
really
go ahead.
This is kind of like, in the news, it's skeptical, and it's also something
vampire
I hate.
Related?
Something I hate.
Okay. Whoa, this is like a triple threat.
Triple threat. So, Health Canada has sent out an advisory against too much cell phone usage.
Okay.
Like across Canada.
So I thought that they didn't do that.
They didn't. They only recently did this in the last, I think it was before the weekend. So last Friday.
Okay. So they did send the advisory out?
They sent an advisory out. They said there's no, you know, there's no evidence, but, you know, just be on the safe side. Don't use your cell phone too much.
Well,
Try to reduce your usage.
That kind of goes along with the current kind of skeptical thing where that says, regular use of a cell phone, according to current research and studies up till now, is not a problem.
But
super heavy use is suspected to be still okay, but is not officially declared safe.
But okay, here's the problem. There's no plausibility that cell phones can, the radio frequency
yes,
of the cell phones
correct.
And the distance you're holding it to, the power of the radio frequency emission going through your head or whatever is not nearly strong enough for any type of physiological effect that we're
yes.
aware of. And
there's no scientific plausibility scientifically.
Not known. We've never noticed any, you know, nothing's been recorded ever since we could record these type of things. So, you know, why make...
Well, from what I understand...
Essentially, they're caving in to pressure from...
Wait, from what I understand, it's just the studies, the well-done studies...
Right, I understand that, like,
have
they've
focused
done,
on regular use and kind of above-average use, but not extreme use.
Not extreme use, yeah.
So...
But that's just because of... Yeah. I understand, but it's
but
still...
But here's my question to you.
It gives the wrong impression.
What was Health Canada's warning or suggestion or whatever? What was it?
It was just to limit...
Because you said before, I think, something about, like, there's no evidence saying otherwise, but...
Okay, so here's the thing. Parents should encourage children under 18 to limit the time they spend talking on cell phones. Health Canada said last Tuesday, in advice on mobile phone usage. Now, this is a...
So, that's kind of vague, eh? Just limit it? I'd be happier if they said, do not use cell phone for more than 8 hours a day.
Now, it's interesting. This follows where the World Health Organization...
Who?
Classified cell phones as a category 2B risk. Number two.
Han, I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Yes?
I shouldn't do this because you're running the show.
No, but of course you can interrupt.
But I want to explain the World Health Organization game.
Okay.
This is a fun game you play for the rest of your life, okay?
I know.
No, you know it.
I didn't play it because I thought it was dumb.
No, but I'm telling everyone who's listening, okay?
Yeah.
This is how you play the World Health Organization game.
Can you also
whenever
play this
you
with the
hear,
band who?
Whenever you hear... Or even read World Health Organization, you immediately say WHO, which is their acronym as a word.
Yes.
Please continue.
I know you were playing that, and
we have 1 minute left to make an hour.
Anyway, so that's like really annoying to think that they caved in and like it gives totally the wrong impression. It gives people who have unfounded fears of cell phone radiation. Something to stand on, saying, oh, Health Canada says...
Well, assuming that... Not assuming. You said that announcement or press release or warning went out. I totally agree with you. It just gives fear when it's unnecessary or not scientifically valid. Like,
yes.
You shouldn't be... If a parent is scared that their children are using a cell phone and can get cancer or some sort of health risk... It's unfounded and scientifically inaccurate right now. So I poo-poo on them.
Health Canada.
It's
very disappointing because Health Canada's usually pretty good about, like, saying...
But luckily, it's not Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And we'll end on that. We have 4 seconds left before the end of an hour.
So thank you for listening. This has been the Dave and Han Show.
Yes. And coming next episode, some serious scientific, skeptical chat, banter, discussion. You're going to learn a lot.
There's going to be this load that we're just ready to give.
There's
going to
be surprises and twists. There will not be, right? No, I made that up.
I don't think there'll be any surprises or twists.
Han, we're about to be done. Just end the podcast in style.
I should have thought of a parting thought, and I don't have one. And other than thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you. This has been your host, Han. You're like cool. Look at them, mate.
Yeah, look at you. That's really awesome.
Do you see the person listening right there? Handsome / pretty.
I wish that were the case.
I'm sorry. Why are you even bringing this up? I ruined Han's lame ending.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so if you want, you can email your thoughts, questions to Han at thedavidhanshow.com or to
Dave at thedavidhanshow.com.
I should also mention that my name is spelled H-W-A-N.
Yes. No one would ever know that.
But they can just try to find
Dave us. Dave is spelled D-A-V-E.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Good night.